Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Chuck Aestrank. Art makes us come more alive. It gives us a larger frame to see the world and how we react with it, and how we show commonality with artists and their creations. Good art is not passive. It invites us in, opens itself to an enlargement of our humanity. But too much of our art experiences come to us secondhand. There's another dimension to art, our own artistic activity. That's what a new program from River Action is all about, involving ordinary citizens in actually producing some art away from the confines and restrictions of an actual art class. The program is called Art Along the River, and all five of its different sessions take place on the banks of rivers, the Mississippi and the Rock. The first session, on Sunday, May 19, is about poetry. One of the Quad City's most distinguished poets is Davenport's Dick Stahl, our first ever poet laureate. He writes about many aspects of life, but it's the river which has always fascinated him. In fact, he remembers, "I walked in LeClaire Park as a kid while my dad delivered milk to the stores on 2nd Street, while I watched the fishermen and towboats. I found a walking stick along the shore and wrote a poem about this gift." His session, which will be at the picnic shelter in LeClaire Park, Davenport, will begin with some introductory comments about his personal experiences with the river and his poetry. He'll explain speaker, tone, and image in poetry. Then the participants will go to work, writing about a river sight or experience. They will be on their own, inspired by the river right in front of them, the riverfront activity around them, or just anything that pops into their minds or fancies. Dick will be a resource, giving advice and encouragement to anyone who wants it. After the release of creativity has reached its peak, it's exchange time. Participants will ask someone nearby to read and critique their new poetry. Then the new artist will be encouraged to read it to the assembled group, but that's not required. What is required is a willingness to look upon art from a new angle, a personal one, and have a scrap of paper as evidence of expanded insight to the ordinary sights and feelings experienced along the river.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.